Hello and welcome to the Week 4 podcast. This is Pete Simpson just stepping in once again for Greg O'Neill, who's still on leave at this stage. Joining me today, I have Dr. Ashley Wright, one of our psychologists. I've got my Year 9 coordinator, Mr. Alex Sullivan, and our esteemed colleague, teacher, Miss Kate Alexander. Welcome to the three of you. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
Look, today's topic is educational issues with respect to boys in particular. And what we hope to get out of this is we're just going to have a discussion on our particular views that we have. And, you know, hopefully there's some takeaway messages for helping all parents and caregivers out there at home. So we might start with you, Ash. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
What's the first thing that comes to mind in terms of issues in boys' education for you?
Yeah, look, Pete, I'd have to say that since starting at Villa, coming up to 2 years ago now, something that's been on my mind to be conscious of is really around the idea of masculinity and the pressure that some boys feel to conform to traditional ideals of masculinity. And something that I've been particularly concerned around has been to what extent that can impact on boys' help-seeking behaviour if they're struggling with their emotions or with their mental health. We know that in general, mental health issues are still stigmatised, even though they are less so, but this seems to be worse for males. And I think that's because the process of expressing emotions and seeking help tends to align more with our expectations for traditional female roles. And that's those characteristics around being soft and gentle and vulnerable, emotionally expressive, sensitive, having mood swings even. Whereas male ideals of masculinity that are more traditional tend to revolve less around help-seeking behaviours. Which is a problem because we know young males are vulnerable. Statistics show in Australia over the past 10 years consistently that males are 3 times more likely to die by suicide, which means we need to address whether there are any barriers to help seeking.
Okay. And just another thing, when you're talking about that, would it be true to say that these days body image is a bigger thing for young males than it used to be?
Absolutely. In fact, rates of male body image dissatisfaction are pretty much comparable to that of females, okay, which is pretty unexpected. Mm. But males aren't allowed to show that they're dissatisfied with their bodies.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, this is a problem. Starting to address it, I think.
Thanks, Ash. Alex, what's some of the issues that you see in boys' education?
Both in my role with the head of Year 9 and dealing with the Year 9 boys, but also teaching middle school students as well. I think one of the biggest things and one of the stigmas from older teaching pedagogies is that sense of structure and conformity is the most effective trait in getting boys to do well in school. And as we've seen, and as Ash talks about, that idea of being vulnerable. And in my role, we can't expect boys to be the modern-day masculine man if we aren't displaying those traits as well. So one of my big things is that, highlighting to the boys that if you've had a weak moment or if you've had a moment where you've made a mistake, you need to display that transition, that journey.
Mm. Yeah, good point. One of my big things as well in the classroom is, I know I'm a role model for how they are as learners, but also in the general sense of them as young men. Mm. And, very happy to make a mistake, very happy to be caught out and, have a laugh about it, make a joke all the time. Well, luckily I don't have to do the test, but I guarantee I'd get something wrong.
Yeah. In that moment of vulnerability, the boys need to see that you're dealing with the same sort of emotions that they need to deal with as well. Mm. And so when we have boys that make mistakes or they do something wrong or they are searching for some sort of, level of identity. And boys in the middle school, that's their whole, that's their prerogative for the whole journey of those 3 years is to try and find out who they are and how they fit in. And they're going to make mistakes in that journey, in that progress. And it's to make them feel okay about making that mistake and being vulnerable.
Mm.
So
in a broader sense too, the research should say that particularly through those teenage years, in general, they're looking for role models outside of their family.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and look, we talk about the idea of, you know, that every boy's got a different family dynamic. And so every boy is different in that journey, and they will, you know, essentially need to have someone from the school that fits that role model that they essentially need or desire. And if we can, you know, display those traits of the empathy and vulnerability and kindness, but also structure and you know, confidence and all those different, you know, versatile emotional traits, I think that's what gets us to the point where we start push out boys in year 12 that are, you know, super healthy, super balanced, very adept at dealing with lots of different situations.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Nice insights. Well, welcome again, Kate. What are your first things you think of when we're talking about issues in boys' education?
Thanks for having me, Pete. It's great to be back. So one of the major things that I think is important for our perspective as an educational organisation is what we are doing in the classroom. We know that boys and girls learn differently and have different needs within the classroom, particularly in the sense that boys are more impulsive, more fidgety, they need to move more. So I work with teachers a lot on trying to look at implementing strategies in terms of their pedagogy that encourage more physical movement within the classroom space. Breaking up.
Yeah, as old as I am now, Kate, I still remember being, you know, 13, 14 at school, and, you know, I loved getting a drink of water even, you know, just to break it up, just to get movement, you know.
Yeah,
the knees
and sometimes
the knees
boys
and
need
stuff
that.
Be going up and down after, you know, 20 minutes of sitting down, so yeah.
That's right. So, and that's really important too, to break up tasks within the classroom. You know, we know that adolescent boys can't sit and focus for long periods of time, generally speaking, on one task. So teachers will try and break tasks up and, you know, making sure that we're very explicit in our instructions and our expectations for boys within the classroom is important. And as, you know, as well as allowing for that collaborative discussion amongst students is also key to getting them engaged in their learning.
Mm. And I'd probably throw in one other there that comes out big in the research is, you know, boys want to be treated fairly, right? That's a big thing for adolescent boys is that they see that they're treated the same as everyone else. If they see an inequity, it's a problem.
Absolutely. They've got a really strong sense of justice.
They do.
Well, their own justice.
Yeah. Okay. So we might let you finish up, Ash. What would be some takeaway points for parents at home about, you know, some of those things that we've been discussing, how that might be helpful at home?
Absolutely. I think it's really, really important that we think about how we can broaden our ideals of what it means to be a man and to be masculine. And really, really being conscious of our language around that. You know, things like man up, you know, boys
yeah.
don't cry, all that
yeah.
sort of thing. Even if it's just throwaway comments, they can really, really prevent boys from expressing themselves and being vulnerable. And I think that comes at home and at school, that's really important. I think parents and teachers play such an influential role there. I think Villa's really, really on a positive track in that direction. We have the initiatives like the Are You OK Day. We've had senior school boys come and talk to the counselling team about how they can promote awareness of mental health and making boys feel like they can be vulnerable and express emotions, which I think is wonderful.
And I think even at the middle school level, we've had a lot more boys coming up to us and going, I think you need to check in with insert name here. I'm a little worried about him today. 5 years ago, 3 years ago, even 2 years ago, we got none of that. It would be we'd find out after the fact that someone sort of had a bit of a meltdown. So now the boys are a lot more sensitive and protective of you know, their friends.
Yeah, absolutely. You get the sense of brothers helping brothers and they like that, they enjoy that, which is wonderful to see.
All right, well, thanks for that, and really appreciate your time again, Ash, Alex and Kate. And as always, look, if there are any issues that you feel that you need to discuss, please, you know, contact either myself, one of the year-level coordinators, or our wonderful counsellors at the school. Thank you.